Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this second Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, He Leadeth Me, O Blessed Thought. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the second Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Mark chapter 3, verses 20 through 35, with special attention to the following verses. Then Jesus went home, and the crowd gathered again so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, He is out of his mind. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he casts out demons. And he called them to him and said to them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of men, and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they were saying, He has an unclean spirit. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day. O Jesus, I have promised to serve Thee to the end. Amen.
Thank you.
us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to resist the temptations by Satan and to place all our trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins and the wonderful promise of the gift of eternal life through our faith in Him as our Lord and Savior. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, St. Mark chapter 3, with special attention to verses 20 and 21 as follows. Then Jesus went home, and the crowd gathered again, so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, "He is out of his mind." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior, and the Lord of our Christian life, have you ever heard someone say, "He is out of his mind"? I am certain all of us have, haven't we? Yes, we have. He is out of his mind, or she is out of her mind. This is especially true when someone does something dangerous or outrageously crazy or out of character, either skydiving or parachuting from an airplane, trying to jump from a bridge to commit suicide, or even for that matter, trying to evade the police department or the highway patrol in hot pursuit after robbing a bank, or unwilling to stop after speeding or going through a stoplight or stop sign. Because that is precisely what everyone was saying about Jesus. He is out of his mind. In other words, that Jesus was acting crazy, that Jesus was somehow possessed by an evil spirit, that Jesus was not only possessed by an evil spirit or demons, but also casting out demons by the power of Satan. So Jesus' family was very concerned about him. They were concerned about his health, safety, and well-being. As a matter of fact, his immediate family, his mother Mary and four of his half-brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, came all the way from Capernaum, about 30 miles away, to see him. They believed that Jesus was delusional and possessed by an evil spirit, even though the cause for their concern was not justified at all. That concern was also expressed by the religious leaders, the scribes and the Pharisees, even though Jesus' popularity with all the people was overwhelming. The religious leaders questioned his divine authority and began to accuse him of healing by the power of Satan, the prince of demons. And yet Jesus was not delusional or demon-possessed, or even for that matter, out of his mind. On the contrary, Jesus was very much in complete control of himself and healing those who were demon-possessed by his own miraculous power as the Son of God. In the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 12, verse 22, we read that they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see. And all the people were astonished and said, "Could this be the Son of David?" A popular Jewish title for the coming of the Messiah. Yes, could this be the Son of David? But when the Pharisees heard about it, they said, "It is only by Beelzebub and Satan, the prince of demons, that this fellow Jesus drives out demons." In other words, they accused Jesus, saying he is possessed by Beelzebub, a Philistine god, and by the prince of demons, Satan, that he casts out demons. And how does Jesus react to their accusations? Does he get angry or upset with them? No, on the contrary. He called out to them and began to speak in parables, saying, "How can Satan cast out Satan?" In other words, how is it possible for Jesus to be possessed by Satan to cast out Satan? It is impossible. As a matter of fact, Jesus illustrates this by saying to them, If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand either. And that is also true of Satan. Jesus says, if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. Therefore, Jesus could not possibly be possessed by an evil spirit, or even for that matter, by Satan himself to cast out Satan. On the contrary, it was Satan who was out of control and out of his mind in trying to discredit Jesus' miraculous signs and wonders by using and controlling his own family and the religious leaders. And yet it is interesting to note that the people thought otherwise by asking at least the question, could this be the Son of David? Is it at all possible that Jesus is who he claims to be? That Jesus is the one promised by the prophets in the Old Testament to be the Messiah and able to cast out evil spirits and demons by his own powerful and miraculous signs and wonders? As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 12, verse 27, Jesus said, if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your people drive them out? Not only that, but Jesus went on to say, but if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. And then Jesus concluded saying, I tell you the truth, all the sins and blasphemies of men will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin. Jesus said this because they were saying he has an evil spirit. So there is no question about the fact that Satan tried to question and undermine Jesus' miraculous signs and wonders as the Son of God, by having his own family and especially the religious leaders to accuse him of being demon-possessed and casting out demons by Satan's own power. He has an evil spirit. Before Jesus even began his 3-year public and messianic ministry as the Messiah, Satan tried to tempt Jesus out in the wilderness of the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. But Satan failed 3 times, as Jesus told him 3 times. It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. And finally, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And that is precisely what Satan also tries to do with us. Satan is constantly trying to deceive us, to use us, and to control us, just like he did not only with Jesus' own immediate family, the religious leaders of the synagogue and the people, but even with Jesus himself out in the wilderness of the desert. Satan deceived Adam and Eve in the very beginning of time. Satan tempted Eve with the question, did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden? And unfortunately, Adam and Eve were used and controlled by Satan. They gave in to him and ate of the forbidden fruit, even though God told them in Genesis chapter 3, verse 3, you must not eat fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. We read in the Old Testament lesson for today that God called out to Adam and said to him, where are you? And how did Adam respond to the Lord? I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. So God said to him, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree I commanded you not to eat? And how did Adam respond? He said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. And as a result of their actions, they were banished by God forever from the Garden of Eden. Satan used the same approach with Peter when he tried to use and control him to rebuke Jesus, so that Jesus finally had to say to Satan, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Satan used the same approach with Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. We read in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 22, verse 3, that Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, as he betrayed his Lord and Master Jesus Christ with a kiss, a sign of love and friendship. As a matter of fact, St. Paul warns us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, Satan masquerades himself as an angel of light in order to deceive us. In the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9, Satan is described as that ancient serpent trying to lead the whole world astray. St. Peter reminds us in his first letter, chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, "Be sober, be vigilant. The devil, your adversary, roams around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him firm in your faith." Yes, Satan will always try to deceive us, to use us and to control us to sin and break the law of God and His commandments by telling us that we are also out of our mind. But thanks be to God, Jesus has freed us from Satan's control every time we are tempted to sin or transgress the law of God in His commandments. The words of Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism, in the short explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed, "I believe that Jesus has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil." Yes, Jesus has freed us and redeemed us, not only from all our sins and from death, but from the power of the devil. So every time we are tempted by Satan to sin or transgress the law and the commandments of God, we are encouraged to say no, not by our own power, but by the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit. We are encouraged to resist Satan in our faith and trust in Jesus. Resist him firm in your faith. May God the Father bless us and preserve us today through the guidance and power of His Holy Spirit, to resist the temptations by Satan and to place all our trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins and the wonderful promise of the gift of eternal life through our faith in Him as our Lord and Savior. And if we have failed to resist Satan and given in to his temptations, God the Father forgives us again through His Son, Jesus Christ, as we repent and promise to have faith and trust in Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The words we find in the first letter of St. John, chapter 1, verse 9, "If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." May our prayer today be the words we sang during the hymn of the day. O Jesus, I have promised to serve Thee to the end. Be Thou forever near me, my Master and my Friend. And Jesus, I have promised to serve Thee to the end. O give me grace to follow, my Master and my Friend. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we are encouraged to resist the temptations by Satan and to place our faith and trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of all our sins and the wonderful promise of the gift of eternal life. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "My Jesus, I Love Thee." Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this second Sunday after Pentecost, we now conclude with a closing hymn. O Master, let me walk with thee. Amen.